Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. Reaping what you sow. Whatever you put into life or business or work or relationships, you really want to have the best experience possible coming back to you, don't you? So with that, it's vital that you are happy within yourself without anybody else so that you can experience the great wonderment and all the goodness of everything that you're doing. So you're not tipping into the negativity of things, but also it's all about satisfaction, fulfillment, happiness, joy, and everything that you're doing, whether it's work or whether it's for pleasure, whether it's play, whether it's personal, professional, whatever it is. So my question to you is, do you work to live or live to work? Really think about it, because for so many years, I've said, we're not here to work 40 hours a week, 40 years, get a watch and die. That is not what we're here to do. But we need to have some sort of fulfillment in our life, because once we leave school and education, we have a long way to go. Our path and journey is quite long. You know, if you're privileged to live a long life, it's a long life. So don't do things that make you feel icky. Don't do things that make you not feel joyful and that you're not excited about, but also know that you've got to have an idea of how you're going to be of service to someone. Are you going to be a helicopter pilot and take them somewhere? Are you going to work in a store, you know what I mean, and help people to find their groceries and things? Are you going to be a dentist? Are you going to help people to, you know, with their teeth and so that they're not in pain anymore? But it is all about being treated with respect in whatever arena you are in, and respect is automatic, okay? You should demand respect straight away, they should give it straight away, and so on and so on. But it is all about having a different approach to life and a different way of thinking, because if you go around destroying people's lives, being negative, being horrible, being nasty, life is like a boomerang. Whatever you send out comes back to you, which is a quote I've always said. So it's whatever you reap, you sow, but you need to nurture and take care of it. You're like a farmer. So you are putting your seeds into the ground. You are planting it in amazing soil, in a great environment. And if it doesn't thrive in that environment, you're going to plant somewhere else in the same field, but somewhere else, because that soil might be better than the one that you're in. Okay. So know that you can change your environment, but you need to make sure that you're replenishing yourself, you're looking after yourself, you're nurturing, nourishing yourself, you're getting the right amount of sleep and the right daylight for vitamin D, and you're getting your fruit and veg and water and all your nutrients, and you're boosting your immune system and everything else. Because in order to take care of others and to really be of service to other people in your work and everything that you're doing in your career, you need to take care of you. Health is very, very important. Okay, so it's great being helpful for others, it's great to fulfill their dreams and goals and desires and everything else, but you've got to look at yourself first. And it is all about everything that you're doing. Are you happy? You know, are you fulfilling what you want to do? What's the expression of everything coming through for you, to you? Are you attaining a sense of achievement? Okay, are you happy with what you've achieved? Is there something more that you'd like to do, but still remaining present in the moment, knowing that what you send out always comes back? So lead with kindness, always show respect, and know that you can change anything. You can have amazing hobbies and activities that you want to do. It's all about making memories, but it is all about reaping what you sow. So don't go around like a bull in a china shop, kind of being horrible and nasty and negative towards people, because obviously that is going to come back to you. But it is all about your vitality. It is all about your fulfillment, your joy, your happiness, everything that you're doing every single day. Every single day is a fresh opportunity, and you know, you've got so many choices to make that day, and it's your decision whether you think that the day is going to be amazing or it isn't. And you know what, I actually understand in those days that you wake up and everything's great until then you realise that, oh, you're not in the relationship anymore, or, oh, that person passed away, or, oh, I've lost my job, I've got to do something else. Do you know what I mean? I understand that bit because I've been there. You know what I mean? So I do get that too. I do understand that too. And the thing is that you have to really, really be a sponge, like I said in a previous podcast episode, which is 234, and actually know that you can learn loads of things. But if you've got an innate ability, natural ability to do something, really think about embracing that, because it comes naturally to you. You can help other people and everything else, but do focus on a deeper sense of fulfillment for yourself. Make sure that you are healing through your process. Make sure that you are not kind of spilling out on people and bleeding on people from stuff that you've not healed from, that you're still being triggered by. But always focus on your energy levels and make sure that you are showing up for yourself before you show up for anybody else, because then you are 100% focused on what you're doing. You are being guided even more. You've got the energy to do whatever it is you need to do. But know that reaping what you sow is really, really powerful. Because what some people don't realize is that karma watches everything. Karma's amazing. She's beautiful. And she watches everything. So whether you send out good, bad, ugly and everything else, it does come back to you. But not necessarily in the ways that you think. Okay? So maybe you were nasty to someone, whatever. You may then have your washing machine break down or a flat tire or something else. And it may not be instantaneous. It may not be straight away. There might be a year gap. There might be something, but karma always comes back. So the thing is that when your time is up on earth, your time is up. Regardless, good or bad, your time is up. You are here to serve. You are here to give. You are here to give value and to learn your lesson and go along your mission, why legacy calling, and to leave something behind. Your dash on your headstone is very important because that represents the journey. So make sure that whatever you are reaping is positive, is good, is amazing, incredible, awesome, is really empowering, inspirational for yourself, let alone other people, and know that you will get the benefits from everything. It may not come straight away, it may take time, but stay focused and in alignment with what you're doing. Keep your mindset positive, keep stacking up the mindset, working on yourself daily, not just whenever you feel like it. It's a daily thing. And focus on the good things. Focus on the end game, what you want. Don't focus on the negative. So many people hold themselves back because they are focused on the negative consistently. And then they wonder why more negative things show up, because they're on the wrong frequency and the wrong vibration. When you can solely throw yourself into the positive arena of, okay, I'm dealing with this, I'll get through it, I'm betting on myself, I can come through the other side. This is what I want. This is what I want. I'm willing to put the work in to do it. You're going to reap what you sow, and it's amazing. So have a wonderful day. Go to my website, RebeccaAdamsBiz.com. I'll put the link in the show notes, and I'll see you on the next one.